Hi, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Riley.
And today we're going to give you a summary of the first chapter of Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry.
Cassie, Logan, and her three brothers, Stacy, Christopher, John, and Little Man, are walking down a dirt road for their first day of school. Little Man is six, and it is his very first day of school. He walks super slow to make sure he doesn't get any dirt on himself.
But Cassie is annoyed by that because he is going to make them late. Unlike Little Man, Cassie is dragging her feet in the dirt, even though they promised Mama that they would arrive clean.
As they're walking, a bus full of white children pass them and start to laugh. The children have to jump out of the way of the school bus as it rushes by and covers them with dust. Little Man is angry and wonders why they can't ride the bus. Stacy tells Little Man that the bus is only for white children.
A white boy named Jeremy runs from behind them and starts walking with the Logans. He tells Stacy that his school had It's been going since the end of August, and the Logans, who are black, were starting that day in October.
Cassie remembers that Jeremy has always walked with them to the crossroads in the morning and met them after school. Other kids at his school pick on him because he hangs out with blacks.
When they arrive to school, they all separate to their classes. Since the school is all blacks, it is very poor and ugly looking. Cassie takes a seat as class starts. Miss Crocker, her teacher, tells them that they are getting new books.
She starts to hand the books out. When Little Man gets his book, he doesn't want it because it's dirty. When he finally accepts it, he opens it and gets even more furious. Cassie opens her book and realizes why he's so mad.
It has a scale of who has used the books, and it starts with date of issue. September 1922, condition of the book, new, race of student, white, and is keeps going until the book gets in worse condition at the very bottom of the scale. It says date of issue.
September 1933, condition of book, very poor, race of student, black.
Negro.
Miss Crocker gets upset that Little Man won't pick up the book. Miss Crocker yells at him to pick up the book. Little Man still doesn't. After class was over, Miss Crocker was going to go over to Cassie's mom's classroom.
After class, Cassie goes to tell her mama the story before Miss Crocker does, but accidentally bumps into the principal, Mr. Wellover, and he gives Cassie a long lecture on watching where she is going.
When she gets to her mother's classroom, she sees Miss Crocker showing her the book that Little Man broke. Miss Crocker doesn't understand why the children got so upset about what's written inside the cover.
Mama says that Miss Crocker had the right to punish them for disobeying. She clearly doesn't agree with her. Mama trims brown paper bags to the size of the page and glues it to the inside of the children's cover.
Thanks for listening. Come back next time.
Miss Crocker is shocked that she would damage county property, but Mama says she is going to do it to all the seventh graders' books the next day. Cassie can tell her that her mother sees a problem and understands why her kids are upset and sneaks away. Thanks for listening. Come back next time.
Bye.